I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Not one of the world's 400-plus sign languages has a complete Bible, but technology and collaboration are changing the status quo in Eurasia. Jeremy Rowe is a deaf leader working with Deaf Bible Society, and through a female interpreter, he says translators just finished scripture portions in Romanian Sign Language. Now Rowe and local partners are training deaf leaders in scripture engagement. Visit missionnews.org to find your place in the story.
Praying that deaf people in Eurasia would begin their Bible studies by watching God's Word in their heart language. Open their minds that they don't have to read the printed Bible. They can watch it in their heart language and develop that relationship with Christ.
And Monday was Bible Translation Day in the U.S. It's rooted in a celebration of St. Jerome, who translated most of the Bible from Greek and Hebrew into Latin. This helped John Wycliffe translate God's Word into English. And centuries later, the task isn't finished. From Wycliffe Bible Translators USA, Jennifer Holleran.
There is absolutely still a need for Bible translation. There are still more than 2,000 languages around the world that don't have any scripture at all in their language. And our hope is to see something started in every language by 2025.
The clock is ticking. Wycliffe won't reach its goal without collaboration. So please talk to God and find your place in the story.
We really want to put a call out to U.S. churches to be involved, to connect with us, to partner, and to be a part of this exciting era in Bible translation. Maybe there's a project and a place that they have a heart for, and they might want to financially support that work, or they want to send people to go and be a part of that work.
We'll connect you with Next Steps at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your gift of any amount will help us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.